Indigenous people celebrate 500 years of resistance. This is Min Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Indigenous people from the North Pole through South America are organizing themselves to gain independent power in the face of 500 years of imperialist extermination. Leaders representing 1,000 indigenous nations with 39 million people in Meso and South America and almost 2 million inside the USA have been forging international political links. Meeting in 1989 and 1990 in Quito, Ecuador, these leaders issued a declaration rejecting the quincentennial celebration called by international capital to celebrate the anniversary of the invasion of these lands by the pirate Cristobal Colon, also known as Columbus. The word colonize has its origin in the real name of this first of white settlers. Rigoberto Menchu of Guatemala said, "Celebrating the arrival of the Spaniards would be like celebrating the massacre of one's own family." And Angelica Gonzalez, president of United Latino Artists of Los Angeles, said, "You wouldn't ask a Jewish person to celebrate Hitler's birthday. Why would you ask us to celebrate Columbus?" Although Hitler's birthday is not yet an official public holiday in America, the settler nation does worship a variety of thugs with special shopping days. So it comes as no surprise that General Mills tells cereal box readers that Columbus discovered the New World and celebrated with a breakfast, including Honey Nut Cheerios. The 100 million indigenous people who lived here in 1492 did not peacefully jump into their graves. The Tainos, original inhabitants of Haiti, poured molten gold down the throats of conquistadors. Ordinary people have always violently resisted colonization. Of the Tainos, Colon wrote in his log, "With 50 men we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want." Expanding colonialism at that time demanded that increasing natural resources be brought back to Europe, so the pirates were sent out to steal land and raw materials, and slaves if possible. But the Europeans fought many losing battles and might not have conquered had it not been for their high-tech weapons, not only guns and ammo, but also smallpox and other lethal germs. Through their experience with imperialist ruthlessness, the oppressed necessarily learned that political power does not grow out of the barrel of a pen. Today, the Communist Party of Peru leads by example in the fight against the continued colonization of these continents. Revolutionaries recognize that class struggle is conditioned by gender and revolutionary national interests, and we support revolutionary national liberation struggles. We also know that without sharpened revolutionary communist organizations as the cutting edge on the knife of the people's wrath, attempts to reform capitalist governments will simply result in the continued reign of death squad power. The 500 years of resistance movement is a potentially powerful tool to create public opinion and help wipe the fog off the looking glass. Ultimately, we work for a concentrated unity of all oppressed peoples into a great revolutionary force to wipe our planet clean of private property, patriarchy, and national oppression. And this is happening, one step at a time. For a footnoted transcript of this report, or more information, write to Min Notes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106.